not been the trend for Wisconsin. Overall, they've run the ball 47% of the times and passed at 53. So they've had a really nice balance. And that whole air raid idea, that's the philosophy. But the play calling has leaned heavily on keeping that Wisconsin running game alive. So far, we're not seeing that. Just on that first drive, Wisconsin ran the ball.
Yeah, those last two possessions, couple of three and outs, a lot of incompletes in that stretch.
Yeah, that was that. But I think you kind of thought, let's make sure you make Iowa go the distance, and you can't give up big explosive plays. We talked about Austin Brown making a really game-saving tackle a couple plays earlier. Great stiff arm there by Williams on Brown, and that spurred him for that long run.
Drew Stevens with a kick, fielder at the five, Chimray, DK cutting left, 15-20, DK 25-yard line, Chimray across the 30 and out of bounds. At about the 33-yard line, good return from Chimray, DK, and now let's see if this Wisconsin offense can find some rhythm.
And that's what you're always looking for. You just get a gut punch, and you know, you're playing Iowa. You know things aren't going to be easy. You're going to have a little adversity. You just had some. Have your big-time players step up and start getting the ball rolling. That was a really nice return there by Chim, giving your offense a chance here. Now, I'd like to see, let's mix in some runs here. Let's get back to playing physical football, getting some first downs.
Jackson Aker in there at running back. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Mordecai pulls it. He'll run it and dives across the 35-yard line. They'll mark it at the 35. Jay Higgins, the linebacker, is there to greet him. Gain of two, second down and eight for Wisconsin.
Yeah, again, a little high fluttering snap there, and that didn't quite let Mordecai maybe handle it as smoothly as he wanted. Did a nice job to pick up a couple.
Good snap here on second down. Mordecai swings it right, caught by Aker across the 35. Aker lowers the pads, pops it to the 39-yard line. Higgins again leads the charge. Gain of four, and it's now third and four, Wisconsin.
And that's, in essence, a pseudo run. You see what Iowa's doing with their front. Run Aker out on a little flat route, dump it to him quick, let him get vertical, pick up four or five.
Two receivers left, two receivers right, third and four. Badgers are on 39-yard line. Mordecai looking to throw, fires it to the left. Aker the catch, and he is brought down by Castro at the 40-yard line, 3 yards short. So it's always fundamentally sound Iowa defense, continuing that trend. Another three and out for Wisconsin.
Yeah, just to try to get into a little bit of a rhythm there, and Iowa is trying to dictate what Wisconsin's offense is going to do. This is predicated, hey, you have this guy, this many guys in the box, you're going to throw it. I wonder how long you're going to go until you say, well, we're going to mix some things up.
Atticus Bertram's on to punt, steps up, and the kick is away. Cooper DeGene waits for it, fair catch signaled, and he'll gather at the 17-yard line. A penalty marker flies. They have gotten a little too close to the return man there. We'll see. 44-yard punt.
DeGene's looking like, did I do something wrong?
Catch a kick, kicking team number six. 15-yard penalty. It's first and 10.
Yep, got a little too close, and the Badgers got caught, and Luke Fickell is not a happy guy. Will Pauling was pulling up pretty close. Pauling did not get the benefit of the doubts, and the Hawkeyes benefit. We will take a break here in Madison. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. 10:15 left in the half, 7-0 Iowa. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Ten minutes. minutes, 15 seconds left in the first half. 7-0 Iowa. That last series, by the way, Braylon Allen making his way off the field and into the locker room, apparently, for Wisconsin. Let you know what, if anything, we hear regarding him moving forward. Iowa taking over at its 32, first and 10.
Yeah, and Jackson Aker went in and got a bunch of touches on that drive. I think what you're always battling when you're doing the air raid is you have a set amount of rules where, all right, we have a certain amount of people in the box. This is what we're going to do. And defenses know that too. Then they can kind of tinker around and move some people and try to confuse you as much as you can. So I think what Phil Longo has to look at, and right now, you know, Mordecai's, what, 8 for 14 for 82? But I don't think there's any doubt you want more than six touches. Three by Tanner running the football, that's something that I'm sure they're going to look at and say, all right, we need to get back to this. We have to start figuring out ways, how can we run the football more effectively than what we've seen so far?
And then stopping the run, that 82-yard touchdown run from LeSean Williams in the last possession. Iowa with 166 yards of offense now. They've had this long stretch of going through games without getting to 400 rushing yards. They've had this, that, and the other, but they're still winning most of the time. They're 5-1 coming into this game today.
Yeah, and you see it. I think one of the things, talking to Coach Fickell this week when he's on the radio show, physical, tough, consistent. That's how you describe it. And you watch Iowa's defense, and that's what they've been so far. It's always a lunch pail type of game when you're playing Iowa.
Hill under center. Caleb Johnson is the running back. Three tight ends out there. First down handoff to Johnson. He got hit first by Zachman, and then Kurt Neal on the defensive line finished up behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of one to the 31 of Iowa. Second down and 11.
They're having a lot of success bringing our safeties down. They're coming off of the edge. That was the case there. Iowa did not account for him. Did a nice job of kind of tripping him up and then letting Neal come in and finish it. Lost yardage. That's what I'm talking about. Get it where you're sitting here at second and 11.
And we've talked about Wisconsin's offense getting three and outs to see if the Badger defense can force one of those. Ragaini slot to the left. Got Seth Anderson out wide to the right. LeSean Williams, a running back, to the left of Deacon Hill. Shotgun snap gives off to Williams, and he gets popped at the line of scrimmage. Slips through to about the 34-yard line. Did well to get three out of the play. Third down and 8 for the Hawkeyes.
Jordan Turner shot it. He shot his gap. Hunter Waller ended up bringing him down, but just get bodies around. Don't let that head of steam go and trying to make him bounce it. Don't let that clean running lane get going. That's what we've seen. We saw the one bust already. Nice job there by Waller to get him down.
Third down and 8 for the Hawkeyes at their 34-yard line. Slot left is Ragaini, and some pre-snap movement right side of the line coming up early. And a false start coming up against Iowa.
67, 5-yard penalty.
Third Jennings down. Dunker, the right tackle. Iowa has been great at not committing penalties this season. This first half, a bit of an aberration for them. Only about 21 yards per game. Only Michigan has been cleaner in that area nationally.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for on the defensive. You need a stop, get the crowd into it, get a little noise, make it a lot more difficult for these offensive tackles to get back into their set and block people by having that crowd noise, getting them a half a second late.
Third and 13 for the Hawkeyes, and the handoff goes to Williams. Turf Monster got him right on the handoff. Got the ball, stumbled to the ground at the 28. And it's fourth down and 14 for Iowa. So the Badger defense does its job.
Yeah, we'll take that. It's third. You know, getting that false start sets you up in a position where Iowa is just content to let's just run the football. And luckily, the old turf monster, as you said, Matt, whip, tripped him up. Now we're getting the position back. That's what the defense needed to do after the touchdown drive prior.
Torrey Taylor gets a high snap, pulls it down. Kick is a line drive. Shimray DK drifting to his left, and the ball scoots out of bounds in the vicinity of the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. And they'll mark at the 19. That was a 54-yard punt. So even the not-so-pretty ones end up being plenty pretty enough for Iowa. 7:56 left in the first half. 7-0 Iowa leads Wisconsin.
You get the sense just watching what Wisconsin is doing on special teams. Very aggressive on their punts, getting after their punter, trying to put, you know, not only get him, he's been great so far, but blocking it, trying to get that done.
We'll get an update on Braylon Allen momentarily. Jackson Aker in there at running back right now. Will Pauling slot left, motions right, first down handoff. Mordecai gives off to Aker off the right side across the 20-yard line. Y.A. Black takes him down at the 21. Patrick, what do you have?
The word from the sports medicine staff is that Braylon Allen went into the locker room to be evaluated for an upper body injury. He's questionable return. I think there's some optimism that he can come back in this game.
All right. In the meantime, Jackson Aker is the running back. Second and eight for the Badgers. Their own 21-yard line. Will Pauling in the backfield momentarily, but he'll shift out. Lines up slot to the right. Riley Nowakowski wing on the right side. On second and eight, Mordecai makes the handoff to Aker. Tanner looks, fires to the right, and almost intercepted. Intended for Bryson Green across the 30-yard line of the far side. Coverage from Cooper DeGene, who very nearly came up with one. Instead, it's incomplete, and the Badgers have a third and eight at their own 21.
Yeah, Wisconsin tried to move Joe Huber out. He pulled from his left guard position to block the defensive end. A little bit of a pressure there earlier. Mordecai had to throw it a little bit earlier than he wanted, and Iowa did a nice job of knocking it down.
Empty backfield, three receivers right, two on the left. Shotgun snap, Mordecai looking, pressure, throws over the middle, and it's caught by Pauling, brought down by Jay Higgins about a yard short of the first down. A nice grab by Pauling there, but the Badgers are going to be short and sending on the punt team with 7 minutes left in the first half, 7-0 Iowa.
Yeah, the crowd not loving it, but I think you have to understand what kind of game you're in. Obviously, love to have picked up that first down. Nice job by Iowa of just tackling short of the sticks.
Good snap to Atticus Bertrams. The kick is away. DeGene lets it hit inside the 35, and it takes a bit of an Iowa bounce. And the Badgers' Jake Cheney will kill it at about the 34-yard line of Iowa. That was a 38-yard punt. We will keep it here with 6 minutes and 41 seconds left in the first half. Iowa 7, Wisconsin nothing. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a Badger, check out MuellerRevive.com.
Well, I would say if you're Iowa and Kirk Ferentz, you're thinking, boy, this is exactly how we drew it up. We're stifling Wisconsin, not even really getting any type of a running game going. With Jackson Aker, Allen and Mordecai, 7 carries for 20 yards, and you're only 9 of 16. Offensively, again, it's so critical to get off, to just get a couple of first downs and get the ball rolling. And Wisconsin has struggled 0 of 6 on third down, 1 of 2 on fourth down, just have not been able to maintain. And you're putting a lot of pressure on your defense, even though Iowa's offense isn't dynamic. You're out on the field a bunch. Time of possession's going against Wisconsin. So Iowa, so far, playing exactly the way this game they want it to be played.
All right, got another update, I think, on Braylon Allen. Patrick, what you got?
We need some good news on this broadcast, so here's a little bit. Braylon Allen is back on the sidelines, and he's been cleared to return to this game. So after being evaluated in the locker room, he's back now. Just took his helmet off to sit on, join his teammates on this bench. So a good sign that he should return next series.
And keep in mind, on the other side, Iowa playing with a backup quarterback in Deacon Hill. Their outstanding tight end, Eric All, carted off the field. So both teams have been missing some key components on that side of the ball here today. Of course, they'll be without McNamara for the rest of the year. He's announced his intentions of returning next season. Torn ACL against Michigan State a couple of weeks ago. Hawkeyes starting at their 34-yard line, first and 10, 6 minutes, 41 seconds left in the half, 7-0 Iowa.
And Iowa's offensive line has done a nice job. The first drive, I thought they really did some good things moving Wisconsin's defensive line, but then some adjustments were made. We brought a safety down. I think everybody knows, hey, we're going to let Deacon Hill throw the football. They tried to do that. It's really been a couple of different runs. Obviously, Williams busting that long one of 82 that has kind of made the difference in the game so far. But that's what you wear people out. That's what Iowa's all about. We're going to keep coming. We're going to keep coming. Is your secondary, I can just continue to hear back when I play, is that secondary going to be willing? And right now, Wisconsin, Iowa's just trying to body blow, and they've been winning the battle so far when it comes to time of possession and converting on third down.
Rangers have Kurt Neal out there in that defensive line, along with Darian Varner. And Cade McDonald out there as well. First and 10 for Deacon Hill in the Iowa offense. LeSean Williams is in the backfield. Hill under his center, Logan Jones, pulls back, hands off to Williams. Into the line, across the 35-yard line. McDonald is there. Preston Zachman out of the secondary as well. LeSean Williams gains 4 to the 38 of Iowa, second down and 6.
Been saying Zachman's name a lot. Obviously, Hunter Waller's leading tackler, but I'd like to start hearing more of our guys up front and our middle linebackers. I'd like to see and hear more of those guys making plays. That's what Iowa wants, getting the ball carried to the second level.
Jordan Turner, Muma Jungmeta, the linebacker combo there. Here's Caleb Johnson getting the handoff, and there's Muma Jungmeta. Good timing there, Tausch. Gain of a yard, and it's 3rd and 5 for the Hawkeyes at their 39-yard line.
Yeah, this is his kind of game. Jungmeta, he is a tough, run-stuffing linebacker. And that's, I would assume you're going to see a little bit more of him. That was just a nice job of reading what was happening, coming downhill, and stopping that run, setting up a 3rd and 5.
Boye Latu joining Hunter Waller for safety spots. 3rd and 5 for the Hawkeyes. They're on 39-yard line. Hill in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Badgers bringing heat up the middle, and down goes Hill. And it's Jordan Turner getting to the quarterback at the 32-yard line of Iowa.
That brought Wisconsin brought both him and Jungmeta. Iowa didn't have enough bodies to pick it up. Turner did a fantastic work here. A little bit of a cross dog, which is he went across the center's face, made it tough, beat the center, and got to him, getting us off the field. Great blitz dialed up there by Wisconsin.
Torrey Taylor on the punt, gets a clean snap, steps up, kick is away, hit it well again. Shimre Dike drifting back, catching at the 14-yard line, left side across the 15, and is steered out of bounds shy of the 20-yard line. That was a 53-yard punt, 4 on the return. My goodness,
he is,
what a weapon.
Yeah, well, when your offense struggles, typically like Iowa's does, it's nice to have that weapon, and he has been hitting bombs all afternoon.
They'll place it at the 20-yard line of Wisconsin, 4:54 left in the half, 7-0 Iowa. With Braylon Allen back in there in the backfield for Wisconsin. 3 carries, 9 yards so far. Allen motions to the right. Mordecai looks and throw a dart over the middle, and a sliding catch made by Shimre Dike. At the 36, they get the 35-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of 15 on a first down.
Trey Wedding in at left guard there. Really good protection. Love that first down. Get into a rhythm. Step back. Easy, quick pitch and catch.
Hauling slot to the right. First down handoff to Braylon off the left side. Little stiff arm across the 40-yard line. Up to the 45 of Wisconsin. Make it the 46. Gain of 11. That was more than a little stiff arm. And that gets Braylon Allen in the 3,000-yard club. The 14th member all time at Wisconsin. Back on the ball. They'll feed Braylon again. Up the left hash marks. Fights his way across midfield and to the 30 or the 49-yard line of Iowa. Jay Higgins, the linebacker, on the stop, gain of 5.
Came out of his shoe there, he ran. So our, the play before, Fertney did a, right guard did a great job of kicking out, getting Braylon to get to that one-on-one spot out on the edge where that stiff arm was able to pick up the big first down.
Second and 5 from the Iowa 49-yard line. Snap to Mordecai, swings it right, caught by Jackson Aker, and he is brought down by Castro, defeating the block attempt from Tucker Ashcraft, and that is a big-time negative play. Loss of 6, 3rd and 11 for the Badgers at their 45-yard line.
Again, that is basically a pseudo-run play. You have the box, you have to get rid of the football, and you're asking your tight end to block in space, which is not easy, especially for a young player. Tucker was unable to get it done there.
From the Badgers 45, 3rd and 11, Mordecai to throw, looking, shoots it left, and Pauling cannot hang on inside the 45-yard line of Iowa. The cornerback, Jermari Harris, on the coverage, and again, a promising-looking drive stalls. 4th and 11 for the Badgers at their own 45-yard line with 3:12 left in the half.
Yeah, Mordecai put the ball in a good spot there. I thought he put it out there. Gave his guy a chance, but a very nice job by Iowa's defensive back to knock that away and force another punt.
Atticus Bertram is on to punt again. Little knuckleball. Checks up inside the 20-yard line. No return chance for Cooper DeJean here. A good roll for Wisconsin. They're trying to check DeJean into the football. They're not going to get that as the play is stopped at the 12-yard line of Iowa. So DeJean hasn't hurt him yet. 43 yards on the punt. 3 minutes left in the half. It remains 7-0 Iowa. So again, the Hawkeyes deep in their own territory. Both offenses have had to go a long way. No one's really had the short field here so far today.
It's kind of been what we thought it was going to be. It's always comes down to turnovers and explosive plays. No turnovers yet. Wisconsin could use one right here.
From the 12-yard line of the Hawkeyes, eye backs. LeSean Williams, the tailback, gets the handoff off the left side. Got by Darrell Peterson. Peterson slowed him down and then got help from his buddies. Williams across the 15 to the 16-yard line on a gain of 4. Ben Barton among those up off the pile for Wisconsin.
Yeah, seeing Wisconsin doing a lot of slanting and bringing safeties or corners off the edge to try and slow down Iowa's run game. There was a case where Peterson had a crack at it. He kind of rocked across the tackle's face, was in a position. He did slow him down. Would have been nice bringing him down for a loss. He had the opportunity.
Bynes to the left, Anderson to the right on second down. Handoff Williams, and he gets spilled by C.J. Getz. Inside the 15 to the 14-yard line of Iowa. Third down and 8. Matt Mitchell saying Getz played his best game last week. Just made a big-time play there, and a timeout is take him with 2:19 left in the half. 7-0 Iowa leading Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is. You're definitely noticing Wisconsin is bringing more people off of the edge, trying to disrupt Iowa's zone run game, making a back, either getting penetration into the backfield or making him cut earlier than he wants, and it's been working. We're seeing a lot more success when we're getting into that backfield, forcing the issue a little bit earlier than what Iowa wants.
On the scoreboard, they were showing that as an Iowa timeout. I'm pretty sure that was a Wisconsin. Yes, it was a Wisconsin timeout. It was Luke Fickell trying to save some time, get a stop and get the offense back out there. 2:19 left in the half, 7-0 Iowa. Badgers using their first timeout of this first half. So here we go, 3rd and 8 for the Hawkeyes.
Should we dial up a turnover here?
Sounds good to me. Iowa back at its 14-yard line, snap the hill, one pump, two pumps, pass knocked down by Darrell Peterson. And the Hawkeyes are fortunate to be able to punt. Close, Tausch.
Yeah, it was close. You have to look at it. It's 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. That's what you're looking for. And Iowa just wants to get rid of the ball, bubble screen out to their tight end, try to get some blockers out in front. When you have a screen pass, you're not going to get home very often. Get those hands up. Peterson did a really good job. Almost was able to corral that bad boy. I would have been tipping it to himself. That would be big time. But getting the ball down on the ground, giving Wisconsin a chance to tie this thing up with 2:16 to go in the half.
Torrey Taylor's been averaging 51.3 per punt. Knee-high snap. Kick is away. Turns over again. DK back. He'll catch at the 37. Right side across the 40. Outside the numbers. And gets popped out of bounds. Shy of the 45. They'll mark at the 44 of Wisconsin. Wisconsin, good field position, 48-yard punt, 7 on the return, 2:07 left in the half, 7-0 Iowa. Badgers have 2 timeouts available.
And we saw a little bit there on the last drive. You get the early throw, first down, and then Braylon gets it. Now you have 2 minutes, 7 seconds left. This is where you need to go down, get some points here, get that chance to do the old Bill Belichick double up, because you're going to get the ball to start the second half.
And here we go, 4 receivers, 2 either side. Braylon Allen to the left of Tanner Mordecai. On 1st and 10, Mordecai looks to throw, looking, nowhere to go, escapes to his right, chased by Higgins and Evans. Mordecai throws, caught by Will Pauling across midfield to the 48 of Iowa. That play had all the look of a hot mess. It turns into a gain of 8.
I don't know what happened. The protection broke down. It was good initially. Ended up breaking down. It looked like he was sacked 2 or 3 times. He was able to get out of the pocket. He knew he was going to get drilled, and he did, and still delivered it to Paul.
A minute 58 left in the half, 2nd and 2 from the Iowa 48. Mordecai again looks to throw, looks left, now pulls it down, trying to weave through traffic, nowhere to go, stumbles to the turf at the 49. A loss of 1, 3rd down and 3, clock running, a minute 45 left in the half, 7-0 Iowa.
Yeah, I think Mordecai hurt his hand.
And yeah, he's coming off.
Yeah.
So here comes Braden Locke, the redshirt freshman out of Rockwall, Texas. Transfer out of Mississippi State, and he inherits a 3rd-and-3 at the Iowa 49-yard line. Three receivers left, one on the right. Snap to Locke. Braden looking, pumps, throws through the hands of the intended receiver, Will Poling, at the 44-yard line. And it's 4th-and-3 from the 49 of Iowa with a minute 19 left in the first half. And Luke Fickell will send on the punt team. The coordinators in the stands want to go for it, but really, fourth and three, you got to punt it away.
That'd be crazy to go for it in this spot.
Tanner Mordecai now jogging, making his way to the Wisconsin locker room. Atticus Bertrams on the punt. Little hesitation there. Sends it on the way, and it's DeGene letting it hit. Checks up inside the 10. Will be down by Quincy Burroughs at the 8-yard line. A minute 10 left in the half. 7-0. Iowa leads Wisconsin. That was an effective 41-yard punt.
Well, I would say this has not been a good half. I think that's probably an understatement. Hopefully Tanner Mordecai is going to be all right. He took it was an amazing play to avoid the rush, and he took a shot. Now, it looked like maybe a helmet hit his hand, then his head hit the ground pretty hard. It was a big boy hit that he took. He muscled up, got the next play, but now we got Braden Locke out there winging it, and it delivered a good strike. Would have been nice to keep it, but we have a minute 10. Let's get out of here, down 7.
Badgers have 2 timeouts available. We'll see how this first down play goes as Hill gives to LeSean Williams, crashing across the 10 to the 11-yard line at best. Short gain on the play, clock running, down to a minute left in the first half. They'll mark at the 10, second down and 8.
I think Iowa will be more than content getting out of here 7-0, and it looks like Wisconsin's feeling the same way.
Iowa will milk the clock. Play clock 22, game clock 47. Badger football brought to you by UW Health and Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, a proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Play clock down to 10, game clock at 35 from the Iowa 10-yard line, second down and 8. Hill takes the snap, handoff Williams, hit behind the line of scrimmage. C.J. Getz gets there at the 8-yard line. Timeout taken with 23 seconds left in the half. Second charge timeout for Wisconsin. So it's 3rd-and-10 for Iowa at its own 8-yard line.
We're seeing it's Wisconsin's kind of showing what they're going to bring edge pressure. They're going to start rocking or slanting their guys across Iowa's offensive line, trying to get penetration in the backfield, not let these Iowa backs get started. And now you're looking at, I'm just watching this special teams. Again, their punter is hitting rockets all day. But you've seen twice Wisconsin feels good about getting after him, maybe blocking a punt. Mm-hmm. And when your quarterback just ran into the locker room at halftime, you have to start thinking about manufacturing points, get a stop here, and then put some pressure on Iowa's punt team to make sure they can get it away.
That's why Luke Fickell showed Matt Mitchell, the special teams coordinator, talking about practice, going, we really bring the gas on the punt team.
It's a lot of times that's kind of a brother-in-law period, but you have starters on the field, and you just get that sense that's something that Wisconsin's been thinking about.
Let's see if they can get in that situation. Caleb Johnson, the running back, on 3rd-and-10, handoff Johnson, and coming down to make the play is Jason Maitre at the 10-yard line. Badgers burn their final timeout with 19 seconds left in the half. It'll be 4th-and-8 for the Hawkeyes at their own 10-yard line.
Well, and I think Wisconsin is looking at this, and it has been abundantly clear to me, all that edge pressure, all that edge, they're rocking, they're bringing guys, and what hurts that? Mobile quarterbacks. So Iowa doesn't have that, because Iowa's going to be looking, and they have their people up at the booth saying, boy, they are bringing these guys. What are we going to do about it? They've had some reverses, but Wisconsin, I don't know what Iowa's counter to that is, and it's been a very good adjustment by Wisconsin's defensive staff.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Let's get one here.
Right here, right now. Chimray DK, single safety at the 43-yard line of Wisconsin. Line of scrimmage, the 10. Taylor steps up, and the kick away. Got it out of there in a hurry. DK will catch. Left side, 43. Cutting left, 45, 50. DK, 45, and is tripped up. Got him by the shoestrings at about the 43 of Iowa with 10 seconds left in the first half. Badgers out of timeouts, but maybe a couple of shots here in the closing seconds of the first half.
Yeah, and this is where college football is different. You get a first down here, get up, spike it, and give your kicker a chance to get some points on the board here. You know, but you have to make sure, if you're going to do this with 10 seconds, you have to make sure you get at least to the 10-yard stick.
And you're going
to
do it with Braden Locke in there at quarterback. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Wind has died down quite a bit here at Camp Randall. Earlier they would have been throwing right into it. Not so much right now. Pressure coming on Locke. Look, shoots it left, and it is incomplete. Intended for Skyler Bell. Nick Jackson, the linebacker, on the coverage. 6 seconds left in the first half. Let's see if they go Hail Mary or maybe something quick out of bounds and leave a second or two for a field goal. Let's see what Longo dials up. Three receivers right. Will Pauling out to the left. Braylon Allen in there at running back. Snap to Locke. Back pedals. Floats off to his right. Throws it up and away. And that will be the final play of the first half. A first half of frustration for the Wisconsin Badgers. No rhythm offensively. One big play, the separator so far, a LeSean Williams 82-yard touchdown run. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Our score at the half, Iowa 7, Wisconsin nothing. Coming up, Mike Heller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Dominantly on defense and in special teams, the punting for Iowa has been
ridiculously good. Not something we talk about all that often, but it has been fantastic. And Wisconsin has allowed one significant play, but it's the story of the entire first half because the run by LaShawn Williams for a touchdown, the longest play of the game, 82 yards, broke one tackle on a cutback and ran up the near sideline from left to right, north to south, untouched the rest of the way. That is the highlight of the first half. It is 7-0 Iowa at the break. We'll be very interested to see what Wisconsin is going to have to do at quarterback out of the halftime, because Tanner Mordecai hurt his hand, hit it on a helmet, ran to the locker room, and we don't know if he will return or not. Brendan Locke is the quarterback. He's now 0-for-3. Mordecai was 12 of 20 for 106 when he left the game. We're at the half. It is Iowa 7 and Wisconsin nothing. Our American Family Insurance halftime report continues in a moment. We'll look at some other scores from across the country when we come back. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 40. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, high of 54. Partly cloudy, tomorrow night, lows level off around 36. High temperatures reach up to 54, Monday, under partly cloudy skies. 57, Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Let's take you around the Big Ten. Games going on right now. Penn State playing out of conference. They're sixth ranked in the country and beating UMass 35-0 as expected. Illinois playing at Maryland. It's 21-14, the Illini. That game is early in the third quarter. Wisconsin will visit Illinois next week. Earlier games today, Indiana led Michigan 7-0 at the end of one. The Wolverines won the rest of the game 52-0. That adds up to 52-7 as the final, and Ohio State was an easy winner in their game as well. Now let's take you to the current top 25. Utah leading California. The Utes number 16 in the country. It's 24-14. And as we mentioned, Penn State, the big leader. It is Oregon and Washington, 22-18 Huskies at the half. Texas A&M all on top of Tennessee. Also early in the third quarter in that game, it is 10-7 Aggies. Bill Schmidt will join me in a couple of minutes. We'll recap the first half here at Camp Randall. Iowa leads at 7-0. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, my...
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play. And laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Once again, back with you at the half. It is the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. I'm Mike Heller. Bill Schmidt, one of our hosts of the Badger Postgame Show, alongside of Tim Scott, joins me. It's a one highlight first half on an 88-yard run that kind of decides what, or 82-yard run, rather, that kind of decides where we are. It's 7-0. But I want to give you this, Bill. In the first possession, Wisconsin went 11 plays, 81 yards, and turned it over on downs. In six of the seven possessions since, they're three and outs, for a total of 30 yards and one drive in which they had two first downs right away and then went three and out. What changed? What's different? What do you have to do different?
Well, what you have to do is be able to take advantage of the opportunities presented to you, and they're going to be few and far between against an Iowa defense. You already know that. You know what kind of a game you're going to get into. I do believe, though, Mike, they got to try to get a little bit more of the ground game established. Yeah. They got to be able to lean in on this Iowa defense, because that Iowa offensive line was able to lean on you, some misdirection, and then 82 out the gates, and it's 7-0 where we stand.
And we don't know who's going to run out of the tunnel, but it would appear Braden Locke might be your quarterback, which would probably mean you'd want to lean in to the run, but Phil Parker will know that.
He'll know that, and Braden Locke's here for a reason, Mike. He's here because he is a big-time quarterback to play at the Division I level and the Power 5 level. You can't allow it to be a day where you run out some training wheels, even though Braden Locke hasn't played this year in significant time. It's going to have to be big time here in the last 30 minutes. It's interesting to see, Mike, where these two games always change. You know it's going to be different. There's always going to be a storyline in an Iowa-Wisconsin game. This one seems to be at the quarterback spot for the Badgers.
A lot of the conversation coming in, at least the way I viewed it, was this game would hinge on a turnover. So far, the turnover hadn't been part of it, but it hinges on one significant play. You can't let that one play be the one that beats you today.
Yeah, because otherwise, Williams is 11 carries for, if my math is correct, 25 yards.
Yeah.
You've done the job. You've been able to take advantage on the backside of these runs and sniff out some counter, get them on the ground before the line of scrimmage. But you got to take advantage. And nod to Cooper DeJean. It's not a turnover like he usually is making, pick six or whatever. That stop on the fourth and one was massive down near their goal line.
Yeah, and the fourth and one, this is the opposite of what I like to do. I'm not a big play call guy.
Yeah.
But it was a deep handoff in the backfield when the Badgers went under center, which is rare for them, and it didn't work.
No, it didn't. And I point out DeJean, he sniffs it out right away. Mike, he's got 4-3 speed. Takes advantage of it. You tip your cap. They're on scholarship too. But in that moment, that 82-yard drive that you alluded to, you showed that you can move the ball against Iowa's defense. Going to have to do it potentially with somebody else at signal caller.
Iowa took the ball to start the game. That means Wisconsin will get the ball here in the third quarter. That's a weird choice, right? With as good as their defense is, they must have had a feeling they could do something. It didn't work.
Holy 1998, Kirk Ferentz. Right. I mean, goodness gracious. That's why I wanted to be able to pick up some points there right by the half, Mike.
Yeah.
Get a double up thanks to the Hawkeyes. Had that opportunity, just not able to cash it in.
All right, Bill Schmidt and Tim Scott will anchor our post-game coverage after this one from Camp Randall. At the break, it is Iowa 7 and Wisconsin nothing. Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher back in next. We'll also hear from the head coach, Luke Fickell, before we wrap it up. Coming up next on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Pig. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Badger Football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7-0. Iowa leads Wisconsin as we get set for the second half. A couple of minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Maybe not what you hope, but has this game kind of gone how you thought it might with the physicality?
Yeah, I think so.
in some ways, but obviously we got to do a lot better job and not give up the big play and moving the football. And it's been a field position battle, and it's going to be a battle in the second half.
Aside from the big run, you have to like what your defense has done, though, corralling their offense.
Yeah, you just can't give up big play, and so that one right there is a little dagger on us. But we're going to come out the second half and play a lot better.
Third quarter has been good to you guys traditionally this year. What do you have to say for your team and the message here at halftime?
We get the ball, so we got to come out swinging and firing and everything we've got.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, they have outscored the opponents 54-27 in the third quarter so far this season. Let's get to the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, Building Wisconsin Together. .com. That 82-yard touchdown run for LeSean Williams, there is your difference on the scoreboard, 7-0, and even in the stat column, 133 rushing yards, 82 coming on the one play. But the Badgers, Tausch, only 35 rushing yards, 10 attempts. Braylon, 5 for 25. See if they can fix that a little bit here.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always great when you have stuff drawn up on a chalkboard and kind of understanding, well, we get this look, we're going to do this. And at some point, I think you have to look at it and say, what are we good at? What can we do to move the football? And if you have 6, 7, 8 guys in the box, I think at this point, Braylon Allen needs to touch the football more than what he has. And, you know, he's averaging 5 yards a carry, 5 for 25. That needs to obviously be more. So hey, you look at things and you try to examine how a football game's going. You give up the one big play, that's football. Now, what are you going to do to kind of counteract that? And I think you kind of heard Coach Fickell say, we need to get back to our basics. We need to do what we're good. And understanding this is going to be a tight, hard-fought game till the end. Now we need to make a couple plays, because right now Wisconsin has not made any real big plays. They've given up one. Hopefully that can flip when it comes to the second half. A
couple other stats of note. The Badgers 0 for 8 on third down. That has been an area of improvement here these last couple of games. They were 21 of 35 to get that overall percentage this season to 47. 0 for 8 in the first half.
1 for 10 when you add up fourth downs. They obviously got the one, but I thought one of the pivotal plays in the game, we went under center, which we don't typically do, and Braylon got stopped in the backfield. Iowa brought a blitz off the end. DeGene made a nice play in the backfield. And that's really been Wisconsin's only opportunity to get points. Didn't take the field goal. Tried for it. No problem with that. Didn't execute, and that's why we're sitting where we're at.
Let's get an update on Tanner Mordecai shaking up late in that first half. Patrick, what do you have?
Wisconsin will get the ball here, but they will do so without Tanner Mordecai. He will not return in this game with that hand injury, so that means Braden Locke takes over. The Fox broadcasters were talking to Longo about him actually this week and asking, and he said, here's what I like about him. Mentally, preparation-wise, knowing our offense, he's on the same level as Tanner, so they don't feel like they have to change anything they're going to do in terms of play calling. He's just not quite the athlete maybe that Mordecai is. Big road here for the Badgers in the second half.
He is a very poised young man in the interactions I've had with Braden Locke, and they're going to need that and then some here. Is Drew Stevens with this kick in the air. Chimray DK runs up, catches right side at the 6, up the hash marks 10, cutting right 15. DK across the 20-yard line and gets checked out of bounds. Beyond the 20, up to the 22. And the second half is underway. Badgers go right to left as we view it, south to north here at Camp Randall Stadium.
Obviously, we saw him at practice. He's done some things. But if you recall back, obviously the spring game feels like it was decades ago. But I thought he really showed some things. And the coaches feel good about where Braden Locke's at. Now he's going to get an opportunity here in a rivalry game to try and lead his team back to a comeback victory.
I mentioned before, in his high school days, at one point, had a teammate named Jackson Smith in Jigba. And obviously, he became a star at Ohio State. There's Braylon Allen to his left. Here's the first play from scrimmage, second half. And here comes Braylon, crashing off the right side, across the 25, and up to the 30-yard line goes Braylon Allen on a gain of 8 yards.
Yeah, and what also you think, all right, we're going to get back to more basic stuff, and it's going to be Braylon Allen. And the guys up front, really nice job, great push. 8-yard pickup.
Second down and 2. They'll feed Allen again. Cutting to the left. He is taken down by Sebastian Castro. He's been playing some really good football here so far today. No gain for Allen. Third down and 2 for the Badgers at the 30. In their own territory, they get right back on the ball. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Braden Locke with a look over to the Wisconsin sideline. Will Pauling, slot left, starts in motion to the right. Plenty of time on the play clock. Allen to the right of Locke. On third down and two, Badgers trying to convert on third down for the first time. Here's Allen. They'll get it done. Braylon lowering the pads and drives up to the 34-yard line. First down, Wisconsin at the Badgers 34.
Yeah, Iowa had plenty of people in the box there. Wisconsin just said, "Now, hand it off. Get it to Braylon Allen." Good push by the fellas up front. Gave it just enough seam. Bortolini finishing his block, able to pick up that first down.
Jim Ray, DK wide left. Will Pauling slot right. Bryson Green wide to the right on first down. Locke fires right side wide of the target. Incomplete, intended for Bryson Green at the 38 of the far side. Cooper to Gene on the coverage. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 34-yard line. 90 seconds gone by. Third quarter, 7-0. Iowa leads Wisconsin.
I'm guessing, just a hunch, that Iowa is going to also say, well, you know what, let's see what your young quarterback has, trying to get the ball out of Braylon Allen's hands more than they did in the first half.
On second and 10, Locke looking, swings it left, high pass, and Allen cannot gather. And a penalty marker is, I think, Locke took one.
A little 15-er
there.
Here.
Yes, sir.
Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense number 49. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
That's Ethan Herkett, defensive end. The guilty party, and that's four Iowa penalties for 40 yards. We remind you, they came into the game averaging only 21.3 penalty yards against it all year.
It was not a malicious hit by any stretch, but now if you don't have to, you don't, and he took the extra step, two-handed shove to the breastplate, 15 yards for Wisconsin.
From the Badgers' 49-yard line, Locke looking, throws to the left, short pass. That's caught by Skyler Bell, gets wrestled out of bounds by the safety, Quinn Schulte. Gain of 6, Locke to Bell, and it's 2nd and 4 at the Iowa 45.
It's such a big play because I always talk about getting that momentum, get the ball rolling. You've been sitting there at 3rd and 10+. Instead, 15 yards, and now you get a little rhythm going.
On 2nd down, Locke fakes the toss to Allen, looks to throw under pressure. Guns it over the middle, caught by DK inside the 35 to the 34 of Iowa. Jay Higgins helped slow down DK. First down, Wisconsin, penetrating to the Iowa 34-yard line.
Woo! Love that. Locke stood in there. He knew he was going to get drilled. DK kind of sat down into that zone. High point, just kind of plucked the ball out of midair, picked up the first down.
Will Pauling slot right, Green wide right. DK comes out to the left. Allen to the right of Braden Locke. First and 10 at the Iowa 34-yard line. Locke takes handoff. Allen up the middle. Allen to the 30-yard line. Trying to drive two or three Iowa defenders. They'll stand him up at the 30 of Iowa on a gain of 4. 2nd down and 6.
It's a good physical run there by Braylon Allen. Nothing pretty. Just got what was blocked and finished it. Put his pads down. Lowered it. And then I love it when you get the tight end coming in, scrubbing. Riley Mullman pushing, picking up maybe another yard.
3 minutes gone by, third quarter, 7-0 Iowa. Badgers on the move, 2nd and 6 at the Hawkeyes' 30-yard line. Riley Nowakowski, Will Pauling, Chimray DK out to the left. Bryson Green to the right, snap the lock. Braden looking, looking, now under some pressure, drifting off to his right, trying to direct traffic, throws a dart to DK, makes the catch. Out of bounds inside the 30 to the 28. Of Iowa. There's some of that poise, but yeah. Braden Locke directing a little traffic, and the Badgers in a 3rd and 4.
Exactly what I was thinking. You talked about poise coming out of the half, and that was a case where things are going to be fast. His mind is probably going a mile a minute, but he stayed in the pocket and left the pocket, but kept his eyes down the field, just delivered a little dart, setting up a 3rd and 4. Here.
3 receivers left, 1 on the right, 3rd and 4 at the Iowa 28. Locke shovel pass. Allen has space inside the 25. Bounces off the man to the 20. Allen cutting left and is brought down near the 15. They'll mark at the 16. Beautiful play, and then Braylon Allen, he's getting a little ticked off, which is a good thing for the Badgers.
Yeah, lathered up, and that was a little left-handed shovel pitch, and old Schulte, their safety, came down. He didn't know what was going to hit him. Braylon Allen was not looking to avoid any contact. It completely barreled him to the ground.
Jackson Aker in there now at the 16-yard line. Locke hands it to Aker, crashing off the left side inside the 15 and down to the 13 of Iowa on a gain of 3. Ethan Herkett helping lead the charge. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 2nd down and 7, Wisconsin at the Iowa 13-yard line. 10:22 left in the third quarter, 7-0 Iowa. Akers stays in there. Green and Pauling come out to the right. Nowakowski and DK to the left. Nowakowski now will shift wing on the left side. Snap to Braden Locke. Pulls back on the handoff. Fake to Jackson Aker. Locke throws right side. End zone overthrowing Chimray DK. Jamari Harris, Sebastian Castro back there on coverage. Third down and 7, Wisconsin at the Iowa 13-yard line.
Really good job by Jack Nelson, left tackle. He's manned up on, does a really good job of keeping his feet moving, because when you flush out of the pocket like that, a lot of times what will happen, you're going to get called for a hold. He continued to move his feet, reset his hands, and allowed Locke to get rid of that.
Third down and 7 from the Iowa 13-yard line. Three receivers tight right. C.J. Williams out to the left. Braylon Allen back in there at running back to the left of Braden Locke. Iowa teasing as though it might blitz, and we have a delay of gain here. Yep. Penalty against Wisconsin, so 3rd and 7 becomes 3rd and 12 at the Iowa 18. Fourth penalty against Wisconsin here today. 10:04 left third quarter, 7-0 Iowa.